Pete the Vet is still with us, and we've been talking about the joining together of the cat and... No, the two dogs, actually.
You couldn't marry a dog and a cat. That would be ridiculous. Really,
that would be ridiculous. I just think it's so funny. I just want to see those photos. We were just talking about... it just brought to mind that movie, Best in Show. And it is. Americans are just... They're so cracked when it comes to that kind of stuff. But as you said, it's not cruel. The animals are happy out, so...
It's just mad. It's just mad. Bonkers.
Okay, before we get to text, we have a lot here building up in front of us. How is the training going?
My triathlon training is going great. I have a wonderful coach, Eamon Tilley, and he pushes me that bit more than I push myself. And astonishingly, when I did a triathlon in Valencia a few weeks ago, I won my age group, which is a complete freak. I was lucky in the council.
No, you're very fit. You're constantly cycling in here from Bray, so you're a pretty fit man.
Well, Eamon's helping me do better than I would do on my own.
Right.
But next week there's a big event in Athy. There'll be lots of people going to that triathy.
Yes.
And that's going to be great fun. There's a whole bunch of different lengths of triathlons happening then. So I'm
really
looking forward to that.
You've been bitten by the bug then.
I'm addicted.
You are addicted, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, something else that kind of ties in with that is a new service now for dog owners that allows them to basically, put their dogs into training, as it were.
Well, for many years there have been dog walkers out there, dog walking services. But the new trend, which is kind of one of those global things that started in the States, came to London, now it's come to Dublin, is... running your dog, having your dog run by somebody. So there's a chap called Sebastian, and a website is dashhound.ie. And what he does is he actually runs your dog. So wouldn't be for every dog.
Now, Dash Hound.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you've got a little Yorkshire Terrier, perhaps, he's not for you. But if you've got a big Husky or a Dalmatian or one of these pets that has this energy it needs to burn up, then to go with someone like Sebastian is perfect, because he'll not just walk down the beach, he'll go for a run through the forests, and it's just a brilliant way of burning up energy for those types of dogs.
And do you have any idea on any idea on kind of the costings? I would imagine it would depend on how far they would run.
I would think so. I wouldn't think it's any different to paying for a dog somebody to walk your dog. It's the same. I'd say it takes the same length of time, just that clever old Sebastian's getting his own triathlon training done at the same time as earning a living. I think it's very a very astute man, and I think it's a great idea.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get to texts. I've recently moved house, and my Labrador, who I've had for 6 years, is clearly not impressed. He seems to really miss the other house. He's pacing up and down, isn't getting much sleep. He isn't eating that much at all either, and he used to eat like a horse. He moans and appears distressed. Could he be depressed, or what could I do to make him feel a bit more comfortable?
I think he probably is a bit depressed. Dog would certainly be stressed by the new situation. His whole surroundings have changed, and all the scents would be different, and everything about the new home is different to the old home. So he should do things like one of the things would be to get a plug-in pheromone. This is something you plug into the wall that produces a scent that we can't smell, but it gives dogs a sense of reassurance. And
And you get them in pet shops?
They're called Adaptil. I know vets sell them. I think some pet shops sell them as well.
Okay, great.
Another simple idea is to literally get some of your own clothes, or of the owner's own clothes that they haven't washed, and put those into the dog's bed. And that will give a scent which the dog will associate with human company and with comfort. And that's a very simple thing that he could do. Also, give the dog more attention, so more walks, and maybe some new toys, especially two toys. You know those red Kong chews you can get?
Yes.
You stuff food inside them, give those to a dog. And that's a great way, again, of distracting a dog and making it think about something else other than the fact that it's in a slightly different environment.
Yeah.
But look, it will settle down over the next few weeks. It's not something that carries on. It's just a natural reaction to change.
Okay. Hi, Pete. My year-old Springer Cross was given a small squeaky toy last Christmas. She adores it, carries it around squeaking it, and doesn't rip it up or use it to play tug of war with our other dog. Is this normal? She isn't particularly possessive of it, but is very attached all the same. She gets plenty of exercise, and that comes in from Naomi in Cork, as she also said, my sympathy to you for Spot. So basically, it seems really attached to this toy.
It's surprisingly common. Everybody thinks that dogs are motivated by food. And so some dogs are. But there are other dogs out there that really love their toys, and they have favourite toys. And it's a great thing if you want to train a dog, because a little squeaky toy like that the dog loves, the dog will do anything for that squeaky toy. Mm. So you can use it as a way of rewarding a dog for good behaviour.
So nothing to worry about.
Nothing at all to worry about. I'd encourage it.
Sheila, what stops a dog digging holes and eating trees and rose bushes?
Fences.
Right. Okay.
A lot of dogs are born to dig, and they just love doing it. There's no way you can stop them loving doing it. What you can do is give them somewhere where they can do it, and fence off other areas so that they can't destroy your prized saplings.
Okay. My daughter has a pet hamster. She's really attached to it. Recently, he's developed dry, scaly skin on his stomach. What could it be?
Well, it could be a mite. There's a particular parasite that hamsters are prone to, and it causes scaly, itchy skin. And it's very easy to treat. But they do need to go to a vet to get that treatment.
Yeah, need to get it checked out. All right. Mm. I have a pet cat, and recently her eyes have been seeping a lot. It looks very painful. She keeps pawing at them. They're very bloodshot. What can I do to try and help her?
Well, you can take the cat to the vet for sure. Yeah. That's not one you can fix by yourself. It probably, the most likely cause would be a viral infection. There's a form of cat flu they can get, a bit like herpes cold sores in humans. Mm. And it tends to come back and go away again and come back again. And there is very effective treatment that can be helped, that can help cats like that.
There's no way around it. Just bring them to the vet.
You do need to, I'm afraid, yes.
My Alsatian gave birth to 6 pups a few months ago, and because I don't have space for more dogs, I sold them. But now she seems to really miss them. She's not eating or sleeping right. I feel so bad. What can I do?
Well, you can't keep all you know, half a dozen pups like that. It's just not possible.
No.
Again, it's a bit like the Labrador that was stressed by its new situation. What you need to do is find ways of relieving the dog's stress. So more exercise, more games, interactive food, toys.
But would that be common, that the trauma of
separation?
A mother, yeah.
Not normally. It's part of the natural process. You know, yes, there's a little bit of an empty nest syndrome sometimes, but they do get over it.
Okay. And Kevin wants to know, I'm looking to get a new pup, but I don't know where to look. I want to get him from someone professional who looks after the animals properly. Is there a way of getting to know if a dog breeder is a good breeder?
My bottom line is that I guess I've moved away from recommending people get puppies, like,
sure,
in that sense. I'd be saying get a rescue dog. Mm. There's way too many dogs in this country that are unwanted, way too many. And if you go to a good rescue centre like Dogs Trust, like DSPCA, like Madra.ie, whole bunch of them, if you go to one of these people, they'll be able to give you an excellent dog that really fits your situation. And that's far more likely to be successful than going to a random breeder and taking
Absolutely.
On a puppy.
Yeah. Okay, before we let you go, we want to talk about a very significant week that's happening, Spay Aware.
Yes. I mean, this is the 11th year of Spay Aware. Basically, it's back to that big problem of unwanted dogs in this country. There used to be over 25,000 dogs put down every year in Irish dog pens because they're unwanted. And so for the last over 10 years now, we've been working with different ways of dealing with this, including discount schemes nationwide, including better liaison between pounds and dog rescue centres, and also what this is about, which is used to be called Spay Week, it's now called Spay Aware.
Yeah.
And it's about a PR campaign that's ongoing all year round now, telling people the facts about spaying and neutering. And it's great to see Claire Byrne from RTE.
There is a beautiful photo of her and her dog Rosie on the cover of the Indo. I mean, absolutely. I actually just saw it this morning. That is such a gorgeous photograph.
It's a lovely photograph.
Yeah.
And she's a lovely girl, and she's got a magnificent Labrador
there. Yeah.
And her dog Rosie, she had her spayed last week. So
yeah, great.
Claire's our Spay Aware patron, and she's all behind this campaign. Don't leave it. If you've got a dog that's 6 months of age upwards, you should be talking to your vet about spaying or neutering. Now, it's not always the right decision for every dog, but for most dogs, it is the best thing for their health, and it certainly controls the population of unwanted dogs.
It's great to hear that this is now a year-long thing, because that's the problem is, and you know, people can't kind of hide behind the ignorance anymore and say, sure, I didn't know, whatever.
Yes.
It's a huge issue and needs to be tackled, it obviously is.
So if you want to know more about it, if you go to spayaware.ie, you'll find out all about it there.
Pete, thanks so much. And
of course,
we can follow you on Twitter, @PeteTheVet,
yes.
And you're on Facebook as well.
You can't
thanks
avoid me.
Why would we want to? Thank you so much for that. And of course, we'll be podcasting as well, this item, after the show today. Loads to come in the second hour. Eddie Izzard is going to be with us, the Riptide Movement performing live, and plenty more as well.